We're going to pick it up from the last words. We really got the Samach Beis Amud Aleph a few lines in. Let's pick it up from Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Last words of the page. Amar Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Nachman. Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Last words of the page. So again, just to get our bearings, the Gemara had discussed by a bird, unlike the animals which have split hooves.
Amud Beis?
Yeah. Unlike the animals that have split hooves as a symbol or chewing their cud, or the fish that have fins and scales, the birds, the third just gives a list of 24 birds. The common thread is that they're typically birds of prey, right? They're dairies, they claw other animals or birds, but 24 birds that are not kosher. The Torah didn't give any specific samana. We know there's four samana found by a tar, which is a bird that's kosher because it goes in the mizbeach, it's clearly kosher. And we know the nesher is missing all four of those samana, that we know. But in yesterday's after we went through the chesh, we went through the math, and we explained how we went through the math, and we explained that the siman for kashrus, you don't need all four of these siman of kashrus, which, by the way, the four siman of kashrus by the bird is that the gizzard is peeled, is that it has a crop, that it doesn't is not Darius's prey. And what was the fourth symbol? I'm forgetting what we're right now. Sorry, yes, thank you very much. Extra toe. Shkayach. Extra toe, which we discussed. Shailif, extra toe. Either the back of the foot or the front of the foot, an extra toe. Fine. So we said that you don't need all four simanim to be kosher. On the contrary, as long as you have any one of those simanim, the animal, the bird is going to be kosher. Unless it's on the list of 24. And the list of 24 actually contains some birds that have zero simanim, I should say bird, that's nesher. Some bird that has two simanim, that has one simanim I skipped, that's the Paris and Osnia, we'll speak about that today. The Paris and Osnia only have one simanim, and then you have the Ayrev, which has two simanim, and the remainder of the 20 have three simanim, but not four. Okay, so now, Amram Nachman.
I couldn't tell from the pictures, the nesher says has zero, right?
It's a good question, the Rishonim. Very good.
Like
it's a question, the Rishonim. It depends. Nesher has zero, that's clear. Nesher and the Gemara has zero. Question is, what's nesher? So the simple type is ego. Mm-hmm. Nesher, like nesher, right? Like an eagle. The problem, like an eagle's wings, we'll go, right? The problem is that some of the Rishonim bother that the neshers that we know have some of the four simanim. And what the Gemara is describing is having none of the four simanim. Therefore,
they
discuss.
Had, like, had,
no,
in
the
had
picture,
claw,
then.
Like
no,
the,
then it's on. The claw?
Look,
what do you mean?
The foot looked the same as a rooster foot.
I don't know. As a kosher, I'm not sure which picture you're
referring to. The newer ones have the pictures
which animal
not
is
sure. Okay, so Amrav Nachman. So, top of Chassam Blaise Menalov. If one is a bucky in the 24 birds, we're focused now on the Paris and the Osnia. The Paris and the Osnia were the two birds that have, not there from the list of non-kosher birds, they only contain one simon of kashrus. Importantly, enough, not the same one we spoke yesterday, different simanim of kashrus. If you don't have the Shnei Simanim Gechem story. So if you have, you're bucky in these birds, and you know the Paris Nasnia, and someone brings a bird in front of you that has one simanim, and you know it's not the Paris Nasnia. If a simanim Gechem, if comes in front of you with one simanim, then Allah is tar. You know it's not the Paris Nasnia, you know it's pure kosher. You don't have to worry about another bird. There's only one bird, only those two birds that have one simen that are not kosher, and you know it's not those, therefore it's kosher. However, Laya Bucky Pamish may say, if it wasn't a Bucky in them and their names, meaning in identifying what's the Paris, what's the Asnia, and all these other birds, then Besimen Echad Tame, if a bird comes from them one simen, it's still going to be Tame because you have to say it's not kosher because he has to be concerned. Maybe it's the Paris and Asnia which aren't kosher. But if even this fellow, if a bird comes in front of him with two simanim, ironically enough, two simanim, right? Two simanim, we know, is only one bird that has two simanim and it's not kosher. Right? Three simanim, we said there's almost 20. One simanim, we have the Paris Osnia. But two simanim, only one bird. What's that? The Ayriv. The Ayriv, which we say is either the raven or the crow, right? So that's the only bird that has two simanim and is still not kosher. So if a bird comes in front of him with two simanim, then even though he's not such a bucky in Paris Osnia, the assumption is that he at least knows what an Ayrev is, the Mars doesn't speak it out. But then it's Bishnei Simanim Tar, you can assume that he knows the bird's tar, who shiakar Ayrev, now the Mars is again, it doesn't say a lesson of being a bucky, apparently you have to be a bucky to know about a raven and a crow. As long as he's makir, that's not a raven slash crow, then he can eat the bird with two simanim and he can assume, he knows for sure it's not on the list. Ayrev Vesulei, ask the Gemara. Ayrev Vesulei, is the only bird with two simanim that's not kosher in Ayrev? V'atanya, we learned in the Braisa, Ayrev, ze Ayrev. Leminai, one of the pasuk says Leminai, Labaza Aymer. Now the truth is, we didn't touch on this before, we could have spoken yesterday, but we didn't. The Torah actually only lists 20 birds that are not kosher. If you go through the list and you count them, The Torah only, we keep saying 24, 24, 24. That's what we keep saying. The Torah only lists 20. The other four are actually derived from similar drasha that we're about to have. We're not about to have that drasha. It happens to be the same type of drasha, which means by four of the cases where the Torah describes a bird that's not kosher, it uses the word either lemina, female, leminai, male, leminehu, and we say everyone, it says that four times, that lushan. Every time it says that lushan, it comes to include another species of non kosher bird. So really only 20 were listed explicitly with names, and four more are derived from that. Just a key point, we didn't point out yesterday, so I just want to mention now that we're making this drasha. Again, this is a different, this is a similar type of drasha, but not necessarily the exact same. Lemina, what does lemina come to include? So it would be coming to include a zarazir. Which also, why is lemina of Ayrev coming to include zarazir? Zarazir, by the way, they want to touch over here, they touch as a swallow. It comes to include the swallow bird. Why? Because the swallow also has two simanim. So they'll be included in the Ayrev category, a non-kosher bird that has two simanim. So Rabbi Elazar says, "Love Yisrael Zarzer." I'm Rabbi Elazar. They say, "Rabbi Elazar, what do you mean?" Hadanchik for Tamarta Shabuta Eichnei son. The people of Tamarta, the city of Tamarta in Yehuda, they used to eat this bird. How can you tell me it's not kosher? And they ate it. They ate some zefek as a crop, and non-kosher birds typically don't have crop, and they ate it. Amar Lem, he said, "Well, not good." Afin Asim Liti Nesed Din. I'm not falling off what I said, and they're going to have to give it in the cheshbon for the fact they ate it. They ate Isser, right? It's the fact that they ate it. You're right. Okay, it's sad, but they ate Isser. Fine. That was story number one. Davar Acher. Another taich in this drasha, in this conversation, leminai. Again, the word over here has a hey, but we take it out because by Ayurv it says leminai with the vav at the end and no hey. Lavi sinunis levana. According to this drasha, it's come to include the sinunis levana. Levana means white, the white sinunis. We'll speak more about that later in the daf about the sinunis bird. It's actually taiched as trying to remember where they had the taich sinunis bird. But it's a type of bird, that the top is typically black, and the underneath belly can either be white, that's this case, Sinus levana, could be all black, or it could be greenish or yellow as well, which we're going to see the Gemara discuss, which one of them, if any of them, are kosher or not. Okay, fine. But says this new drasha, the word laminai by Ayrev comes to include the Sinunis levana also, that it's, even though it has two simon of kashrus, like an Ayrev, it's also not going to be kosher. They touch this bird, I said before, swallow. They touch this bird as the swallow. The sinunis levana is the swallow. The zarzir, correction, is touched as a starling. Touched as a starling. Okay, the zarzir from before is a starling. This new bird is a swallow. In case you know what those birds are, they're not kosher. According to Rabbi Lazar. Different Rabbi Lazar. Amr Leh, Seb Le'an Shagalil, Yen Eichel, say the people of Upper Galil, they eat this bird. So notice, before they ate it because as a crop, that was by the starling bird, by the zarzer. Now by this bird, they're eating it because it has the peeled gizzard. The gizzard gets peeled. Either way, we just blows it back. I'm on this ball. I'm a little lamb. Afin, asin, lutin, asin. They're going to have to give it in because it's takana kosher. The drasha includes it. But the Gemara's question, bottom line is, ultimately we see, Ayrev, and it says the word lamina, is coming to include, and either it's including Zarzir, according to one drasha, according to other drasha, is coming to include Sinus Levana, but it's not just Ayrev. How could you say earlier that if you have a bird with two simanim and you know it's not Ayrev, it's for sure kosher? It's not true. There's other birds as well that are included. As they affect the Gemara, the first one I should point out that even though it sounds like the question face value is only according to Blazer, even according to Rabbanan, the question could be shver, because it doesn't necessarily mean they're arguing on they were just asking that people were eating this, maybe they have Messiah, but the general idea that there's a drasha by the word Ayrev to bring in another two simon bird, that still holds true. In which case, it's other birds. Ela Ayrev, Chomon Ayrev, and Achami. Ayrev and all the species, all the categories that are like Ayrev, which is interesting. According to what we said before when we started this, it could be this is one of the 24, Ayrev and Omine Ayrev, or no, by saying the word Lamina, Laminai, you're adding another of the 24, so it's really Ayrev and Lamina is separate, but either way, the Gemara is saying, when we said the word Ayrev in the Isser, we refer to Ayrev and all the like. So when the guy sees a bird with two simanim, he's allowed to assume it's kosher, as long as he knows it's not Ayrev, or Zarzer, or Sanunis Levana, whichever one you're including like Ayrev, he has to know to exclude that one as well. Amar Meimer, Hilchasa. Ayifa Babasiminechotara, a bird that comes once in his tar. Now, before we said, we had a Hilch, you have to know that's not the Paris and the Osnia. You have to know it's not those birds. He's not makpa for that. We'll see why in a moment. Hud lay daris. As long as it's not a bird that claws, it comes one simon, it's kosher, it's not a bird of prey, it doesn't claw, fine. Amavasha meimer hadarav nachman mai. What about what Nachman said before? That you have to at least know that's not the Paris and the Osnia. Amelie le shamele. I haven't heard of Nachman's psak. Klamer, what he was just saying in a bakav tegwe, and I never heard it. Le severely, I don't agree with it. Mayeka, why? Because what's your concern? Mishim Paris and Osnia, concerned with Paris and Osnia? Guess what? Less to be yishiv. Paris and Osnia are not found in the inhabited areas. So if you're going to find a bird and with one siman to eat, the parrots and osnias are not found there. So you don't have to be worried that the bird you found one siman is those. Those are found out in the wild, wherever they may be. You don't have to worry about it in the regular yishuv. And therefore, you find the bird one siman, you could eat it, blanket, heter. You don't have to be cheshish for the possibility that it's a parrots and osnia. Obviously, if you know what a parrots and osnia is, and it's that, or if you're not in the yishuv, then you would have to be concerned. But the point is, in normal case, living in yishuv, one need not worry. Amar Rav Yehuda.
You don't have to be worried that someone brought it there?
Apparently not. It's a bird. Bird flame means someone trapped it and then let it go in that neighborhood, and now it's still hanging around.
Yeah, it's the kept or something. That bird sanctuary in Eretz Yisrael. Where is it? That they say like thousands of birds come through this spot a year. It's a famous place.
Yeah? So, based on the last Gemara, by the way, just to keep a point to point out. So, Amemra is passing that if a bird comes one siman, you don't have to repair it. Osnia, that's for sure kosher, no problem. But based on the Gemara was said before in the Upper Kali, they're eating it. I don't know if it's based on that Gemara, I shouldn't say that. But the Rishonim speak out that the siman in particular, or Tosfos speaks out from Rabbeinu Hanano, who says that they have a Masaira that when the Gemara was being matir to eat a bird one siman, it was like the last case we had before. The one siman was peeling the gizzard. The case we had before was actually a bird in Upper Galil which had two simanim, one of which was peeled gizzard. But in general, Ben Chanan was saying that the Messiah that the heter of a memer was not for any of the four simanim, specifically the siman, it's really of peeled gizzard. In a separate conversation, not to get into it here, because first of all, I don't really have the answer. Second of all, not necessarily the context of this daf, but really, all the birds that are kosher are also, what's going to come later in this daf as well, are not birds of prey. I mean, they're not deiris. That's one of the four simanim. So as long as the bird has another simen, like the case of gizzard, so it's, you never get, meaning, let's say, this klal of Rein Chanano, that a bird has to at least have, one simen's good, but the one simen has to be a simen of peeling the gizzard. Then by definition, it really means it has two simanim. Because it can't be a bird that's deiris. Because if it was, that'll be a separate issue. So it's not a bird that's dangerous, and he has to have peeled gizzard. So it's always going to be two simanim. This klal that one sim is enough. If you're defining that you need the one sim to be also peeled gizzard, it's never going to ultimately be one simon. That's just what comes out mathematically. Okay, they discuss it.
What did you just say about dangerous?
It's one of the simanim. It can't be a bird that's dangerous. Other birds. Amar Vida. A bird that scratches is kosher for the mitzera process. The mitzera has to bring two birds at the end of his tire process. So a bird that scratches fits the criteria in the Torah where it says tzipur drar, the free bird. The free bird is a bird that even when you put it into the house, it still flies around and you have to like trap it within the house. It's hard to grab. So that's the bird that's kosher. Question means if it's one specific type of bird or it means many birds. Let's see what the Marsha says here. And this is the white sinunis which the Allah argued about whether it's mutter. Now again, the question is this the only one that's the tzipur drar or is it an example of? Either way, when the Gemara says this is machlokes lazo rachamim, you really have a little bit of an issue. Because this bird is being brought to mature to finish his process. Presumably it's a kosher bird. Presumably it's a kosher bird. And we're saying it's machlokes lazo rachamim. So let's see right there. Amma memer. Bechivre kreisa. If the stomach is white, we touched on this before, this sinunis bird, the swallow, if the belly is white, everyone agrees in that case that the bird is mutter, so that could be a classic, a clear case where you could bring it as your tipa drawer, ki pligi, where's the machlekes, where the chum argue on Rabbi Lezer, as say, and it's actually Rabbi Lezer who said, was one of them said that it wasn't kosher, b'diyakra kresa, where the belly is yellow, Rabbi Lezer aser, Rabbi Lezer shari, Rabbi Lezer has aser, Rabbi Lezer is mater, when the belly is yellow, yoyka also can be green, when the belly is a yellowish color, then we're going to say that it's, then Allah is like Rabbi Lezer, that over there is takana kosher. Mazuja Masnach, Mazuja had the conversation as follows. But the Eureka creates on the contrary. When the belly is yellow, come up, pick you to Asr. Everyone agrees it's Asr, even the Chum agrees it's Asr, Terbel Asr. Can you plead you, where's the Machlekes? But the Chibbe creates it where the belly is white. Rabbi Lezer Asr. For Rabbanan Sharu, in the case of the belly is white, Rabbi Lezer still Asrs it, and the Rabbanan said it's Mutter. And according to this version, we also cover in the Shari, Halach is like the Rabbanan that are Mutter. And therefore, it comes out, the Rabbanan now can fit that. Like Yehuda, who said that by the Eif Mitzera, the Eif Mitzera is bringing is the white sinunis. It fits only according to Rabbanan, not according to Blazer in this version, because he holds the Tzadik Kosher bird. According to the opinion that they're arguing by white belly, Hayne Duktani Sinunis Levana. It makes sense that before we use the Lashon Levana, if you remember, when we quoted the Braisa, we quoted the memory of Reb Lazar, that Sinunis Levana is included from the word Lamina Ba'irev, it says the word Sinunis Levana. Levana means white. So that's where the Machaikas Rebbe says Aser, and the Rabbana say Mater. Ella Lamad Amar B'diyekrip B'di Yereka Pligi. If the Machaikas says by the yellow, my Sinunis Levana, why say Sinunis Levana? Say yellow. Say Sinunis Yereka. Answers the Gemara Lafuki Debati to Ukamti. It comes to exclude the sinunas of the house, the bati, which is fully black, to come to. As we talked before, some of these birds, these sinunas birds, these swallows, are black all the way through and through. So coming to exclude that, we're not talking about, when we said white, we mean white as opposed to black, but we don't mean, according to that version of the Gemara, we don't mean white mamish. White, everyone agrees, is kosher, the machlokes was, where the stomach is yellow. Why not say yellow? Why say white? I'm not sure. But the point is, white can mean not white. White means even off-white, yellow, as opposed to black. That's all it means. But lav dafka, white. Okay. Amar chaver amar vida. So again, it just comes out to machlekes. If we're talking, if the machlekes Rebbe Elazar and Rabbanan is by white, and if it is, we pass like the Rabbanan and the white's kosher, or if the machlekes is for machlekes Rebbe Elazar and Rabbanan is by yellow, and then the halachas like Rebbe Elazar that yellow is not kosher. But again, according to that version, everyone agrees white's kosher. So it comes out the chaladeus lechera in both versions, white is going to lechera be kosher. In terms of psak. Rebbe Elazar, according to the second version, says white's not kosher, but in terms of fact, we pass like the Rabbanan in that version, so the bottom line is, white will be kosher. Amar Chava, Amar Yehuda. Chava's name of a person, he said the name of Yehuda. Tassil, and he called him Rebbe Yehuda. It's interesting. Rebbe Yehuda typically is referred to as Rav Yehuda. He's not Meir, he's a Talmud of Shmuel, a Talmud of Rav, right? He's typically referred to as Rav Yehuda. The Chava was a Talmud of his and referred to his Rebbe as Rebbe, which is usually Lashon reserved for Tanoim. Amarama called Rav, Tanoma called Rebbe, but a Talmud calls Rebbe, apparently even in Amir. So Amr Chavam Rav, Yehuda, Tassel, Pasel, Mashem, Terim. The Tassel bird is Pasel al Tatar, meaning we know there's two kosher birds that can be brought for Kerbanis in the base of Megiddish. Terim, turtle doves, and Neyayin, very good, and pigeons. So the Tassel is not kosher as a dove, but it is kosher as a Neyayin. What's the difference? It's a kosher bird. What's the difference? It's very simple. What's the age? Neyayin, he's going to remember, Neyayin means the pigeons are only kosher right when they're babies. When they get older and they mature, you can no longer bring them as a carbon. Terim are opposite. Turtle doves only kosher once they've matured. When they're babies, they can't be brought. So the tussle, because it's in the category of vagina, it needs to be brought as a baby. That was the point of calling it that category. Pasuk b'shem terim kash b'nei b'nei'na. Daf tzifi v'sayrin shavachava. As these birds called da tzifi. And also the birds called tyrin. It's fairly obvious what they are. Tyrin shel rechava. It's got it. I'm sure that Dr. Judah has some, I don't know why I didn't notice this morning, some irony that it's Amar Rechava, Amar Yehuda, he's the author of the Memra, which speaks about Teren Shel Rechava. I just think it's, maybe it's just me, I think it's interesting. The Teren Shel Rechava, the turtle doves of Rechava is a certain place. Rechava actually means the plaza, like the city square. So those are Kasha B'Shem Teren. Those are Taka Teren. So the second one's easy to remember because it's called Teren. The first one, Atzifi, is also a form of Teren. Upsum B'Shem Neyena. Those are Pasum Neyena. They cannot be born as babies. On the contrary, they have to be born mature because those are Teren. So these are all categories of either Teren Neyena. The Tussle is just Neyena. And these Atzifi and Teren Shevachava are Teren. That's all. Masrav Dinah Bar Katina. Shevachava Dinah Katina asks. Mars asks question on both these Dinah, on the Neyena Din and the Teren Din. First of all, the Neyena Din. Kala Eifais, top of Beis. We know that mechatas water, if other water gets mixed in, it becomes pasul. So if an animal drinks from it, or a person drinks from it, there's an issue that the saliva of the person may go in, or even the liquid that goes to the mouth of the person, the animal then goes back in. It's not pure anymore, and that renders the paraduma waters pasul. Fine. The halacha is all birds, when they drink, they invalidate the mechatas waters because something goes back in. A lot of them actually think they put like a full mouthful, beak full, and then it just drips off the sides from their beak. But others, we'll see in a second, even if they drink with the straw, they still have some of the saliva goes back in stuff, which is problematic. Only birds that just suck and nothing goes back in from them will not render the waters possible. Very simply, because no outside water got involved. All birds pasul mechatas, chutz minyan except minyana. The Mishnah says it's because it sucks up water. Now, the Mishnah in Parah is Mishnah in Parah, Perek, Tes, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah over there excludes only Yaina. But you tell me now, in the family of Yaina is also this bird called Chassel. This Chassel also is like a Yaina. Tanisa, listen, Tussle. Listen, Chusminayena, Vitzasil. Why don't you say, except for the Yaina and the Tussle bird, that their Tussle bird also is like the Yaina? Mara says, not like the Yaina. I'm Rav Zera. Zemite, the Tussle is like the Yaina bird, that it sucks, like a straw. It does suck, like the Yaina bird. And therefore, it's similar in that sense, but it does still drip out. Even though it sucks the water up, it is makey. Makey is like the hickey, it's like the throw up. Makey means just like let some of it drip out. Some of the water will drip out, so that's a problem. The Yaina bird is the only bird that has both those mouths. It sucks in and nothing comes out, and therefore we don't have to be concerned that if the Yaina drink from the Mechatzis waters, that the Mechatzis waters are impure. So, simple. That was Mar's Kasha. So Tussel is like, it's still for the family of Yaina, but it's not exactly the same. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Hani, you're supposed to Kasha in the first place. Hani, Ayer. Hani, Kavshani, Tussiani, Ksherim, the Gamas Beach. Now, Rav Yehuda says, a psak related to what we were saying before, these kufshani tzitzyani, it's the tzitzyani tyran birds, turtle doves, they're fit for the mizbeach. The heinein tyran shemachava, and these are the same thing we mentioned before, remember these plaza tyran, these are the tyran shemachava, they're all, another name for them are tzitzyani tyran, or tzitzyani kufshani, those are tzitzyani tyran, for the place called tzitzyani, they're the regular tyran, they're kasher the mizbeach, and so on and so forth, mezvei. And they didn't have to be left when they're mature, not like me. Fine.
So does everybody know what kind of birds these are here today?
Turtle doves? That's not
so common. Turtle doves, yeah. But yeah. What about all these other ones?
Not me.
No, you know.
I didn't say no one. We're going to point that out. We're going to point that a very interesting Rashi. We spoke it out yesterday morning. Also, Lagabi Alachah, but we spoke about the Rishonim. It's a Rashi at the bottom of our page. Lagabi these dinim by birds and kashrus. We'll see. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Hanikav Shani Tzitzyani Kishen Lagabi Mizbeach. These Tzitzyani Tyran birds are kashrus Lagabi Mizbeach. Veini Tyran Shalom Chavim. And again, these are the Tyran of Rechav that we spoke about earlier. Meizvei. Ezaiv, it says in the pasuk when using an ezaiv in the Mishnah in the Gayim and Mishnah Para, when it talks about using an ezaiv, the pasuk says ezaiv we darshan le ezaiv shelvan. It's got to be a plain ezaiv, not a yevani, a Greek ezaiv. Vlei ezaiv is hisip, by the way. Vlei ezaiv kirchli, not a blue ezaiv. Vlei ezaiv dreimi, not the Roman ezaiv. Vlei mibari, not the desert ezaiv. Vlei klais v'sheshes shemavai. An ezaiv that has any other name attached to it is not a plain ezaiv. You need it to be still a plain ezaiv. Okay, once again, I'm going to sidetrack, totally not relevant to the daf, but I think it's an amazing thought. A friend of mine once had it in a bagel store, only on Eretz Yisrael, when you're a bucher, frame of mind, they think this way. What was that bagel store? Actually, they came up with a couple new bagel stores when I was learning there, finally, American Bagels. And he saw there was a row of bagels. They have a section of the plain bagels. They have sesame, poppy seed, salt, garlic, and then of course the all-encompassing favorite everything bagel. Exactly, everything bagel. He said, waiting online, he had a machshava. It's actually a deep machshava. The everything bagel kishmai has everything on it. All the other spices are on everything. There's one thing in everything bagel is not. It's no longer a plain bagel. Everything bagel is everything, but it's no longer a plain bagel.
No.
It could be okay. You have to know where to apply it. I've used it. The chiddush is, there's a godless to being a bar milo or having lots of talents and still being a plain bagel. That's the point. Over here, the reason why I thought of it is because we're saying it could be called A's of this, A's of that, A's of this, of that. At the end of the day, what does the Torah want? It wants plain A's of. Once it has another name, it's not kosher to be the A's. That's the only reason why I run into that. Okay. So now, here too, ask the Gemara by Tyron. Tyron need to be plain Tyron. Tyrin of the Sistavi or Chava, once has another name, should be no good. So just like my Ezav, same should be a Tyrin. Amar Baye, Kol, Shanishtana, Shemai, Kernaman, Tyra, Vikvida, Tyra, Love, Yesh, Shem, Levi, Apostle, Fahani, Lenishtana, Shemai, Kernaman, Tyra, and therefore that Apostle. So the Mara says a very simple answer. That the only time, and maybe this is where you're going, Yuda, the Pasuk by Ezav excludes those other ones because other ones existed B'Shas Ban Tayyar already. There was the Roman Ezav, there was the Greek Ezav, there was the Blue Ezav, they existed. And the Torah says Ezav, and we say Ezav Stam, that means to exclude the other Ezavs. But if it didn't exist, these other Shem Levites by Man Tayyar, then you can't say that what happened by Man Tayyar is excluding them. It's not an exclusion because it didn't exist yet. Simple answer of Abaye. Rav says another answer, different Malach. Hanik of Shani Tseni Basrai is Stam Karlu. Rav says the Gishmak Achat. The reason why an Ezav of Yavani is no good is because even in Yavani, you know what you call it? A Greek Ezav. Even in Rome, they call it the Roman Ezav, meaning it's a real species. Mm-hmm. If it's just when you're outside that country, you call it by that. But when you're inside, you just call it Ezav. Then it's Takan Ezev. Says Rava, in the place called Tzitzyoni, they don't call this the Tzitzyoni Dove. They just call it Dove. Over there. So that's the Stama Dove. Outside.
That's what they call all pigeons, dove. Like Yonis, doves.
And therefore it's good. No, no, therefore, therefore it's good. Yeah. Therefore it's good. Yeah. The point is, only when it's something which is always called by that name, even its location, it retained that special name, that makes it like a unique species, and therefore it wouldn't be considered included in that same, in the same category. Amar Rav Yehuda. Hani karasit bechilfi sharo. These grasshoppers that are found in the bechilfi, if they're found amongst like the rushes, really, the shells, what I'm talking about, birds. So Rashi explains that, or Shash says, also going with Rashi, it's included here because Rav Yehuda, the author, he's a member of many of these authors, of many of these dinim. So again, we could not, it's related to Kashas. Rav Yehuda, we quote it here. Tesis is bothered. Tesis actually learns, we're talking about a very small bird. It doesn't really mean grasshopper here. It means a small bird. So we're saying the ones that are found amongst the rushes are kosher. With Vekarchi, I see the ones that are found amongst the cabbage patches, those are Aser. Amra, Vina, Umalkinon, Alayo, Mishim, Sheretz, Aif. And Ravina adds that you get malchus for it, al cheretz ayif. This is one of Tosfos Rayas that we're talking about a bird. Tosfos says that won't be the chiddush if it's not a kosher grasshopper. Of course you get non kosher grasshoppers. Of course you get malchus for it. When you tell me you get malchus for cheretz ayif, the chiddush is on the contrary. We're talking about a tiny bird. That's the same with it. The chiddush, we're talking about a tiny bird, and this species that's by the cabbage patch we're saying is not kosher. And yes, it's really a bird. And it gets malchus for sheretz ha'if. Okay, Mamar Vida. Tzreda shari. The tzreda is a kosher bird. Barda aser. The barda is not a kosher bird. This bird, I'm not sure clearly what it is, but the tzreda, they sound similar, is kosher. The barda is not kosher. And the way to remember it is, simanech bar mine. Barda is lashon of bar. Accept yourself, like separate from it. Bar mine, separate from it. Marda, a third similar sounding bird, is sveka. Amar Vasi, Shmein is sveka saying, it's taka eight birds that are suffix. Chayva, chuva, chuga, suga, harnuga, tashlumi, marda, kuchlina, ubarnafcha. My sveka, what's the suffix of all these birds? Eifas, tahirim, kukav, and niklav. Because all kosher birds, we're saying, you can peel their gizzards. All kosher birds, seems like a claw. All kosher birds, you can peel their gizzards. Utsvim, and kukav, and niklav, whereas non-kosher birds, you can't peel their gizzard. It can't be peeled. You can't peel this with your hand, but you can peel it with a knife. And therefore, it's a suffix. Is that good enough to make it kosher or not? But there was a duck in the house of Marshmul, a young duck. They couldn't peel the gizzards. They wanted to make it kosher. But Marshmul put it in the sun, and it got softened in the sun. Once it got softened in the sun, they were able to peel the gizzard, and it was kosher. You see, as long as you're ultimately able to peel the gizzard, it's kosher. So here too, why these cases of Shaila? It's an obvious difference. What's the difference? When they put it in the sun, it was able to be peeled by hand. So that, therefore, met the criteria. Answer the more hasam, kika rafi iklus biyada. Hacha afika derafi, le miklifas alba sakina. Over there, once it's put in the sun, it's able to be peeled even by hand, therefore it's kosher. Over here, even when you ultimately peel it, you're only peeling it, even when it's soft, you're still only peeling with a knife, and therefore, it's still left as a suffix. I'm Rabbi. Tarnagel adag mechad mechamas fekasu. The tarnagel of, this is the male, this is the kak, of the agam, of the swamp, is one of those eight sveikas, and what is it? The hainu mardu. It's mardu. So the male tarnagel, the tarnagel of the agam, of the swamp, is a suffix. Amar Papa, tarnagel the agma asira, tarnagel the agma shari. Rav Papa says the tarnagel of the agam is aser. Again, aser because of suffix, aser, pashtas. And the tarnagel, however, the hen, the swamp hen, the female of the agam, is permissible. And Liam brought this morning, and it's obvious in the Gemara, but he was trying to wonder out loud, is there any other case that we find that you have seemingly the same species, male is usur and female is mut, or vice versa? By animals, by fish, I don't think an answer we can. And he said, couldn't think of anything offhand, unless you say that it's taken, that it's, we call it tarnagol, tarnagolta, but it's not really the same species. Maybe there's actually something inherently different with the male and female, I don't know. But okay, tarnagolta, the agmashari, the swamp hen is permissible. The simanach, the way to remember it is, interesting way to remember it, amaynivle amaynis. We know that the isra of marrying it to Amayin and Moyev is the males. The females, because the issue was, it's not the woman's job anyway, the females are mutter into the cow. So too, remember that the hen is mutter, even though the cock is also. Darsh Reimar, Tanagota Dagma Dasira, Meimar taught that the swamp hen is also aser, Chazuyah Dursavachla, because the later they later, meaning even our Papa said it's mutter, they saw it, that it was trampling, clawing its food and eating it. And if it's a clawing its food and eating it, it's a bird of prey, it's Oscar. Vahaini Gerusa. And this is the same bird that we'll have later in the Masechta, on Daf Kuf, I forgot, Daf Rashi brings it, on Daf Kuf Tes. There's a whole discussion about the Gerusa bird, so which is Aser. This is the bird that referred to in the Masechta, the Gerusa bird is Aser. So what happened over here is clearly, they were matur it, and then they saw that they were wrong, that there was a bird that attacked, and therefore they especially said it's Aser. Comes along Rashi here, and Rashi speaking out, Rashi says, Umetuk she'ain anu bekiyim bahem, nearly, even if you don't see it, you don't see it's not a raya. Right now, you don't see it clawing, you don't see it trampling, but maybe it will. Maybe it will in the future. And therefore, Rashi fears, unless you have a Messiah on every bird, we don't eat birds without a Messiah. That's one of the big questions with, we touched on tonight, very good, with turkey. One of the questions with turkey. Turkeys only came into I'm not saying they didn't exist, but only on our radar in the past few hundred years. Right? In Eastern Europe, back in the day, 100 years ago, they didn't have turkeys.
With Columbus.
Yeah. So the question is, it may have originated in the country called Hodu, right? Which is India, not Turkey, ironically enough. Maybe. India. But anyway, but the point is that it gets back to the old question, the same idea. Some people refuse to eat it because they don't have a Messiah on it. Rashi, we're saying, any bird that there's no Messiah that you can eat it, we don't need, even if it possesses the simanim and doesn't seem to fit with any of the ones that are puzzle, we don't need it. That is the halachically accepted practice. Amarav. One halach we spoke of yesterday was that if you live in a place where they don't have a masera on a certain bird, you don't have a masera, but you go to a place where that city, that town has a masera on a bird, that same bird, you are allowed, when in Rome, normally we wouldn't say that. When in Rome, you could do like Romans and eat it, even if you're not just going there permanently. Normally, you don't like Minig HaMakom unless you're staying there, right? Even if you go back to your place. When you're there, because it's not Pshat, it's Aser. You just don't have a Masaira. So if you're in a place where they have a Masaira and it's Mutter, at least when you're there, you can eat it. Amarav. Shvur. Sorry? Yeah, it's not Pshat, it's Aser, meaning when I don't have a Masaira, if I have a Masaira that's Aser, that'd be problematic. We're saying I don't have a Masaira that we eat this. It's not on the list of things that I have a Masaira that we eat. There's someone pointed out this morning before this year, Jules said he Googled it online, and they said there's 11,000 species of birds. Right? So now, again, I'm sure a lot of those are subspecies, obviously, repetitive, but the point is, 11,000, so, there's obviously the vast majority, there probably will not be a Masera on them, right? So just because you don't have a Masera, doesn't mean it's treif. It just means you don't have a Masera. Amarav, Shavar an Darpita Shari. The Shavar an Darpita bird is Mutter, Peris an Darpita Aser. The Peris an Darpita bird is Aser, the Simanach Peris Rishai, and they remembered as Peris is Russia. Peris was Taka person in those days that was known Russia. So the way to remember that, which Andar Pata bird is trafe, the one that's the Russia papers. Amrav Huna, Buni Shari, the Bunya bird is Mutter, Parva Aser, literally, the Parva bird is Aser, the Samanach Parva Amgushi, and remember it is Parva, this is very interesting. This is a very interesting way to remember it. Parva Amgushi, Parva the sorcerer, which is he was engaged in Isidic activities, so you remember the Parva bird is Aser. What's ironic is there was a place in the basement that's called the Lishkas HaParva. And who's it named after? Parva Amgusha. Parva the sorcerer. He had money. He was a wealthy man. He did tshuva. He signed off. He wrote off all of his sorcery and donated money. And he had a chamber named after him. So it's very ironic that ultimately we call a room in the Beis Hamikdash Lishkas HaParva in his merit, right? Yet a way to remember an unkosher bird is Parva is by calling it Parva because the name of the bird. Let me go back a second. The name of the bird was Parva. We didn't remember which one of those two birds in Akosha, Bunya and Parva, is Parva because Parva Magushi. Because Lamaisa, people didn't forget. Again, it's a famous story. He was he was one of the original famous Bali Chuvas, right? He originally was a sorcerer, so they didn't forget that. So that's what they remember.
That guy, Parva Magushi, but not Parva, the guy who...
Exactly. Even though it's the same person. Amar Papa. Mardu Zagid V'achul Shari. The Mardu that stands up when it eats is kosher. Zagid V'achul. If it bends down when it eats, Aser, then it's Aser. V'samanech le'sashachavel le'el necher. And the way to remember it is, don't bend out the el necher, meaning the bird that bends, that's the one that's not kosher. Shasya, Amar Shmuel, Shasya chamer asira, the wine drinking bird, not sure what this means, but it's a bird that the wine drinker is Aser. V'samanech, and we remember it is, Shesuyayim p'slavayda, one who drank wine is p'slavayda. So there's a bird that was apparently known as the wine drinking bird. That bird is Aser, it's not a kosher bird. V'amar Shmuel, stop it. There's Mazli chamer asira, the wine mixing bird is also Aser. Samachim on the top. Bas Mazgah Chamer Shari, the wine mixer's daughter, is, it's another, it's a different bird, Rashi says, is the name again, is Matur, and the way remember it is, if this sounds familiar, it should be, because we just brought this back on Daf Memtes, we brought this really based on Gemara and Shavuos, that there's a case where the child can collect money, even though he's coming Mekarech the father. The father's in debt. And the father couldn't. The father would have to swear to collect it. But the son, who's not supposed to know the fish anyway, can collect Yafa Kayach Ben, which is ironic, even though it's coming from the father. The Kayach Ben is greater than the father. So to hear, a way to remember it is that the daughter of the of this is permissible, this bird, but the bird itself is not, the parent bird is not.
It's not the daughter of this bird.
Correct. Correct. Thank you. The name of it is, that's a very important detail. Yes, Shmuel. The wine mixer's daughter, that bird named as such, is kosher, whereas the wine mixer bird is also not kosher. Let's just see. Sorry, one, two more lines is part of the same. Gemara, really. I mean, the Gemara keeps going. Let's stop over here.